second part of Spingola Speaks, second hour. Our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is otherwise known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. It is linked on the radio schedule page. And you're talking about the invasion of Germany in order to save the Germans there under the jurisdiction of the Polish authorities. And on 9/26, Hitler offered to allow Poland to surrender, but they refused. And the war lasted 29 days, and then you also indicated that Russia invaded on the 17th of September. And the world remained silent, didn't say a thing about Russia going in.
Yeah. But the problem then, what Hitler had, was the flood of British troops coming into Europe. He's under threat now. France are mobilizing. And he's, even though he's offering peace offerings, he's got a problem. But at that point, he has a new army, which is new tactics, much faster and more aware of the situation, as was in World War One when they were stuck for years in trenches. Now he had a the old saying, "Go speed kills," an army what could move fast. And eventually, when the fighting did start, the British were surrounded and pushed back to Dunkirk, and France was taken. And suddenly, he's got an area that he didn't really. I mean, he's over the moon at getting, because France had done enough to Germany, to warrant it. But now we had France and Britain had to backpedal out all their arms back to England.
Right.
Which were an incredible achievement in such a short space of time.
Right.
Two great empires like the French and the British.
You mentioned, and you showed in part six, about the surrender of France, that it took place in the same railroad car as the armistice back in November of 1918. And something else that you showed in all of the entire series, you showed how much the Germans loved Hitler, the crowds of people that he attracted, and their obvious love and devotion. You can't make that up.
Yeah, these aren't actors. This is actual footage, and it's footage which I recently watched a documentary where they had to show this kind of footage, but then they enclosed it with flames and green lighting and red lighting like horror films, but underneath it all, you just can't hide the fact that these people adored him. And this has to be earned. There's no leader can just walk out into the street and be mobbed. It just doesn't happen. And these people understood what Hitler was trying to do for them and how successful he had been up to that point. And so, without a doubt, followed him. And he earned that right. Not like he hypnotized them, as propaganda would say.
Right. They would have us all believe that he had some sort of magical power, that yep. all these people were indoctrinated, but it just does not play out that way. It's quite obvious that they really did, they thought he was a superhuman being.
Yeah, and without a doubt. I saw a quote the other day, actually, which was quite true again. Like, it's the difference between the possible and the impossible is the determination of man. And that was certainly the case with Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
From that position in life that he was to the position that he was to become was impossible for everybody.
Exactly. All righty, we're going for a 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. It is on YouTube. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. And there were two groups of people in Britain. There was the War Party, and there was the Peace Party. And when Churchill became Prime Minister on May 10th, 1940, he wanted to make sure that the war would last a very, very long time. I think that they were attempting to utterly, completely destroy Germany, as they had in World War One.
Worse, it was ethnic cleaning. In fact, it got to a point where not only were they were wiping them out physically, they were breeding them out from the east. The Soviets, they just want a total annihilation of an ideology. And they succeeded in it, which again makes some comments by the likes of Alec Jones ridiculous when he's blaming things today on the Nazis. The Nazis were absolutely splattered and destroyed.
Exactly. Well, he's obviously an agent, but, and there are a lot of them in the alternative truth movement. There's all kinds of people who want to blame the Nazis for a lot of things. In fact, I don't even like to use the word Nazi, but they certainly swing it around every time they get a chance.
That's right. And can I just say at this point as well, the documentary, I did it not just from a male point of view, which some documentaries really are. I tried to bring elements which were a female, like yourself, could get involved in it. For instance, the Joseph Goebbels incident at the end, when Magda Goebbels has been, she's been Absolutely, like in the movies, she's been evil incarnate, whereas I've tried to put on the feeling with the music and everything to get you into the actual mode of what the situation was at that time in the bunker, where right. the Soviets was outside with carnage and murder, and she has six children there, which she has to put to sleep. The way I've done it, hopefully anyway, shows what her angle was on it, which she didn't want them chance leaving to the mercy of the Bolsheviks.
And they were totally, totally without mercy. They were animals. And, of course, they had been told by their propaganda minister, Ilya Ehrenberg, that they were to go in and they were to rape and pillage and to view all of the German females as plunder and to do whatever they wanted with them. And you indicate that at least 2 million German females were raped.
At least, probably more.
Probably more.
And Thomas Goodrich said many times, not just once, 8, 9 times, 10 times.
Yes. Yes, and I was so pleased that that Thomas Goodrich was in the in your series. He's quite a remarkable writer, and just love his book, Hellstorm, and he tells the story. He tells it so well, as you do, in a visual way.
Well, I don't think there's another book like that. I think Thomas did the what I can see as the only book what brings it all together and well. You know,
yes.
So, and when he spoke on your program, you know, he spoke so emotionally, that it was perfect for the, I mean, there's difficult from my point of view of producing it, there's difficult, certain difficulties. One, it's very hard to get, sentiment for a person like Adolf Hitler to a lot of people. They would think it's impossible. Then they're showing the rape scenes from the Russians coming into Germany, and I've got to do it in such a way where it has to show the violence, it has to show the maliciousness, and yet it's not a porn movie, so, you know, there's a balance there. And certainly with the Goebbels thing, people would think it's impossible to show Magda Goebbels in a good light, which I feel I managed to do. I mean, you know, people may think different, but I was quite satisfied, because each part took about 3 to 4 weeks to complete, and not an easy task, you know. I knew I was taking on a big task, but hopefully, you know, it has worked. It looks like it worked, yeah.
Well, the way that you did it in part 18, you talked about Magda Goebbels, and they did have six children, and you compared it with the Masada incident, where in the in the history books, the Masada it was in Israel,
Romans,
or Palestine,
yeah.
Palestine. The history books treat those people who did the same thing, who made the same choice, because they didn't want the Romans to come in and rape their women and kill their children, and yeah. those people are viewed as heroes, as martyrs, and yet Magda,
exactly the same. Yes, exactly.
Did the same thing, because she knew the brutality of the Bolsheviks. She knew that they were, you know,
especially
killing and raping and destroying. Exactly. Yeah. Who
especially
would want their dear, sweet children to suffer? And,
yeah.
and of course, they would be even more brutal with the leadership. I think everybody in the bunker understood that.
Oh yeah, I think they knew that. I mean, again, I show the brutality of Mussolini when they captured Mussolini. So they were under no illusions what the Bolsheviks were capable of.
Exactly. Yes, and so those were very poignant scenes. They really were.
Yeah. What surprised me was, I mean, all the music has been chosen, especially, but at times it looks like the music was made for that part. A lot of times, highs and lows of the music all just fell into place. For instance, the attempt on Hitler's assassination, on the attempt on his life, Valkyrie. That music was just, it just fit perfectly, as did all the others, I felt, and told the story. We had even a commentary.
Dennis, you chose the music, and you chose the scenes.
Yeah.
It didn't just fall into place.
Well, no, but for some reason, like, you know, I managed to find the right music, and it didn't take me that long. I'm not saying I was guided, but it felt like it at times.
I think you were.
I think I were myself. I think I were as well, yeah.
Yeah, it just, you had the music and the scenery, it just went together so well. And I really do think that you were inspired, I really do.
Yeah, someone left a comment the other day to say like that, the music, was so perfect that it actually made you feel that you was there and feeling what the person was feeling.
That's
the way he described it. And I'm hoping he's right, and it looks like other people agree as well.
Yes. I can't tell you how many times I teared up during the watching of these. Well, since Sunday, I've watched the whole thing, mm-hmm. all 19 parts, and I can't tell you how many times I teared up over the things that I was seeing. And...
Well, there's a lot of us in the world today. What, you know, I've been burdened with this, that we were evil. I mean, I know my father wasn't evil, you know, but he's been burdened with that because he fought on the side of Germany, or, you know, there's people in Australia who had to move to South America. They moved to America. There's millions of relatives of who have to carry this burden, and in a way, this documentary is for them, people like yourself who know they weren't evil, but yet has never been told it in a documentary like this.
Indeed. And you talked about this, because when the camps were opened, you showed that they forced the Germans, the local Germans, to come in and look at the bodies and everything. And mm-hmm. this was the beginning of the denazification program. And you could tell that these Germans, these local Germans who came into the camps, and the situation in the camps was not the fault of Germany. It was the fault of the Allied bombing that had destroyed all mm-hmm. the communications, had destroyed all the transportation systems. And then you also indicated with all the people who were coming in from the east that they had typhus, and you referred to it as the war disease,
mm-hmm.
and that typhus was just rampant in some of those camps, and people just perished because of the disease.
There's no cure, that's right.
And yet when the Allies forced these people, to the local Germans, to come in and see these bodies, you could tell how they must have felt just by looking at their faces. And the fact that you found this footage, it's just remarkable. I just cannot say enough good things about what you've done.
Well, I mean, I did feel like I was guided at times, because I took each part as it came. And when it come to the part that I had to search for footage, it didn't take me that long to find it. And, you know, it was... I didn't want to hide from the fact that the way of telling that story, that particular part, is to say what happened. Is to say that they put a table there with two shrunken heads and a lampshade they claimed was made of human skin, and to portray these bodies as being a German kind of massacre, or intent on wiping them out, because that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. But in the following parts, it explains in more detail and the facts that, you know, there were, in them days, put it this way, in them days, people were more gullible. The 1930s, 1940s, you know, I don't think people are as gullible today. So when you're presented with the facts today, I think they see it for what it is.
Yes. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. You may see that at his YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. And I really recommend that you watch all of it consecutively. There's 19 parts so far. It's 15 minutes each. But take the time, make some popcorn, spend the day watching this. It is just magnificent. Can't say enough about it.
Well, there's one or two people commented saying like they just watched all the series. Like it is about 4 hours, and you know there's been quite a few done that. I'm quite pleased about that because it means that the parts are holding people's interest all the way through. So there's kind of an artistic thing to that, I'm sure you know. Otherwise, it does get monotonous and can get boring. But hopefully, it does the trick.
Oh, I don't think it's boring. It just it holds your attention, and it is so worth watching, people. You just have to watch this. In part seven, I know we're kind of bouncing around here, but in part seven, you talk about the U.S. Neutrality Act, that allowed, in fact, they changed it. They changed the Neutrality Act to allow the U.S. to supply weapons to Germany's enemies. And then also Lend-Lease. You mentioned the Lend-Lease situation where the U.S. government actually supplied all this money. I think they, what, $50 billion?
Yeah, I mean, to the Soviet Union, they actually, that kept Stalin afloat until America could join the war. I do believe that without that, then I think the Soviet Union could have fallen, which would have been a major problem then to the US, because he would have had all the resources he needed and the manpower. But for sure, he kept Stalin afloat. And, of course, he rearmed Britain, which it took them 60 years to pay that debt off. So, Roosevelt was central to it all, because at one point the Soviet Union was in dire straits. That German army was too fast and too powerful, and it was a real problem for Stalin.
Right. Okay, talk to us about Operation Barbarossa.
Yeah, well, people think it was German aggression, but it was actually a preemptive strike. I mentioned a couple of times where Stalin had already shown his cards with taking parts of Romania and invading Finland, even bombing Sweden at one point. So someone came on and said, like, he never bombed Sweden. But there's an actual video on YouTube which actually shows a bomb landing in Sweden. So again, you know, people want little YouTube sources are wrong again. So yeah, Hitler knew if he didn't strike, I don't think he wanted, I think he was forced. He was forced into that. But being as he was going to go in, he was going to go in hard. And 3 million soldiers, eventually 6 million did invade, but 3 million on this day, and many from other countries as well, joined in what was to be an almighty, epic, in many ways, religious war.
Right, and weren't the Soviets all lined up on that border, ready to invade? And
sure,
if Hitler
yeah.
had not invaded, they would have taken over all of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt for 1 minute that once they defeated Germany, Stalin had 6 million troops in Germany at the time, and would have continued right on to France. I just feel that the atomic bomb just made them stop and think. Because without that, I don't think America had enough troops there to stop them, even if they wanted to. But certainly at that time, it was looking to invade Europe, and Hitler, in a sense, actually saved Europe by delaying, inadvertently, by delaying the war. You know, to me, I think Leon de Grel mentions the SS, that if it wasn't for the valor of the SS, Germany would have capitulated a couple of years earlier. And so by that time, America had troops in Europe, and inadvertently, it stopped Stalin from going completely to the Atlantic or the Channel.
Right. And you show some of the scenes of the army, the German army, in Russia. Those were very, very sad. The snow and the cold and the response that people felt that the Germans were liberating them from the tyranny of Stalin.
Yeah, they actually blessed them as they entered the Ukraine. But again, in Stalingrad, I've never seen any sympathy, any kind of sympathy at all for the soldiers what died at Stalingrad. So to capture the moment of the last plane leaving, and how those young soldiers must have felt knowing they would be killed or they would be captured. Again, I think we managed to portray it, the actual feelings that they went through. And, you know, the valor.
Indeed. And the SS was very highly trained. You pointed that out. We do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
And our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. In part 10, you talked about Stalin turned down his own son's return to the Soviet Union from a German POW camp. And you also talked in part 11 about the Battle of Kursk and the Katyn Forest massacre. Could you talk to us about that?
Yeah, Stalin's son. This is the type of guy Stalin was. He was utterly, utterly ruthless. When people say he'd no feelings, he obviously hadn't. Germany offered him his son in trade for a prisoner swap, but his words were, "I have no son." So he eventually died in a German prisoner war camp under mysterious circumstances. Some say he was shot escaping; others he was electrocuted with the fence. But either way, he died, and Stalin, there was no way Stalin was going to help him. As far as the Kursk battle, that was the, along with Stalingrad, one of the great turning points of the war, where although the Germans were heavily outnumbered and inflicted more damage on the Soviets, the sheer manpower and the fact that the financial support of the Americans you know, it didn't matter if you destroyed 10 tanks, another 10 had come around the corner. And it's just outnumbered, fought as violently as they could, but what couldn't complete what they set out to do. Like I said, even though the Soviets took greater losses. And after that, they never really got the initiative. They was always on the back foot because the Americans then opened up the second front, in Italy, which, again, was another problem for Hitler then.
Right, right. He was just, getting it from all sides. And shame on the U.S.
In total, I think 51, 52 countries eventually I'm not saying they all wanted to. I think they were, America put pressure on them, to declare war against Germany. And that's a lot of countries, and amazing that it took so long to be defeated, to be quite honest. I don't think any other country in the world could have stood up to that kind of, pressure.
Exactly. I'd mentioned that the SS was highly trained, highly ethical, but they just were simply outnumbered. And the other thing too that was very interesting to me was the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. And all of the Americans that were killed, and yet the American government knew exactly what they were doing and sending all of these people, all of these soldiers, to their deaths. And you could say the same thing about when they sent them to Japan, to Iwo Jima. They didn't need to because Japan had surrendered in January of 1945.
Yeah, I don't think numbers ever come into it with these people. I think that they're quite happy to lose, you know, whatever amount it takes to do the job. And in the Battle of the Bulge, the Americans did take an hammering. In fact, it was only because the Germans actually run out of fuel that they didn't succeed in what they were trying to do, which was, if they'd have won that, they could have forced the Americans back to the similar situation to Dunkirk and negotiated a peace, if the American powers cared about soldiers, which one wonders anyway.
Right. Getting back to the Katyn massacre, mm-hmm. there were, 20,000 Polish officers, there were army reservists, there were doctors. These people were tortured. They had gouged out their eyes, bashed in their skulls. And this has been blamed on the Germans for decades.
Yeah. And as I mentioned again in the documentary, now it's come to light that it was Stalin, and Roosevelt and Churchill knew about it. The one thing that the world press did forget to mention was it exonerated Adolf Hitler, but nobody seemed to mention that one.
Exactly.
Because, as you said, he's been blamed for all these years, and no doubt blamed on other massacres, because I kind of show just what Stalin did to his own people. He didn't believe, for instance, in prisoners that had been captured, prisoners of war, what the Germans captured. As soon as they were sent back after the war, he would send them back to, he would send them to the Gulag anyway, because they had been tainted by this Western philosophy, and he was taking no chances. So all the occupied territories that Germany occupied in the Ukraine and other parts of the Soviet Union, whole villages were shipped off to the Gulag after the Germans were pushed back. This is the evilness and the venom of the man. Just incredible.
Right. He called them traitors. If they got captured, they were traitors.
Yeah, he called them traitors. And if they gave up, if they surrendered, I've actually shown the document, the lawyer brought out that if you actually surrendered and you came back to the Soviet Union, you'd be shot. And not only would you be shot, you would find that your wife was in the Gulag all the time you were away. This is one incredible human being.
Is he a human being? I don't know.
Exactly.
Terrible. And this was Operation Keel Hall?
Keel Hall, yeah. There was another one as well where they captured, actually had American and British troops. But because Stalin wanted all the people fighting against him, like the Croatians, etc., the Cossacks, he wanted them all sending back to the Soviet Union when the war was over, for retribution. He took several thousand American and British prisoners and held them as kind of a blackmail, and they never did come back, even though they were sent, all these other the Cossacks and the Ustasha from Croatia were sent back to the deaths. These Americans and British weren't sent back. It's just terrible, terrible. But then again, that's Stalin.
Right. Tell us about Operation Oak, which is just the most fabulous story.
Yeah, well, again, you see, what I try and do, because of all this, you know, they play down the achievements of Hitler in World War One, etc., like I've explained. This is another one which is played down. It's probably the most daring escapade of World War Two, where Mussolini is taken prisoner in a hideaway where nobody knows where he is, and Hitler pulls in a team. He has a choice of three. He chooses Otto Sforzoni to lead. And first of all, they had to go into Europe to find out where he was hidden. They eventually found out that. Then when they found out where he was on a mountainside, the probability of success was probably 20%. I think they estimated that, 80% casualties, even if it was successful. And still Hitler got this team together, and made a plan. The courage, daring courage to actually land these gliders on this mountainside and to actually take the fortress, without a shot, and then to take Mussolini back off this mountainside, which again was a feat of incredible pilotship, and it was just a story which had never really been told. And I thought at that stage of the proceedings, we need to know just how capable and how daring and how brave these guys were, and hopefully the video showed it.
Right, and this was led by Otto Skorzeny.
That's the one. Yeah, and probably one of the most decorated of all the SS. And at the end of the war, he was tried and found not guilty, but as in a lot of cases, they arrested him immediately to retry him again. Only this time he escaped. He escaped via Spain to South America, went back to Spain again, and actually became a millionaire, and eventually dying in the 1970s. I think it was in his 80s. But a fabulous story. And a great man. I mean, you know, this is a warrior.
Yes. You called it the most daring and spectacular raid of World War II. It was completed in just 12 minutes without a single shot being fired.
That's right, yeah. And I don't think anybody could argue with that, really.
Right. Alrighty, let's talk about the Nuremberg trials. Mm-hmm. And after all this bombing, after the destruction of Dresden, of all the major cities and towns in Germany, the Allies have the blatant arrogance to accuse the Germans of war crimes.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And not only war crimes; they use the evidence of the shrunken heads and the lampshade, human lampshade as well. It's the first time it had ever been done. They tried it in World War One, but for some reason they didn't succeed. This time they did succeed and they have done ever since. There's been certain cases where defeated have been put in court. Saddam Hussein is one. But at that time it was unknown for a defeated nation or government to be put on trial. And, even though the war crimes of the Allies, the judge, the jury, and the executioner was the victors.
Which is amazing. And they had tried to have a tribunal after World War One, but it didn't fly. But
right.
This time they managed to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a farce, but, you know, when you try and make things look official, you know, to the mainstream public, if it looks official, it must be right. This is the thinking. where really it was clinical ethnical cleaning of the National Socialists, and as the scene that we were talking about earlier with all the hangings was part of.
Indeed. And that was really, really terrible, the hangings. And that was in part 19. And in some of your parts, like in part 14, and I believe in some of the later parts, you had a graphic warning at the beginning saying that the footage features some very difficult images, and that is certainly true. Now, you already mentioned Operation Valkyrie, which occurred on July 21st, wasn't it, of 1944, where they attempted to assassinate Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, I mean, he always felt that the upper class of the army looked down on him because he was a corporal. But my argument always is, by the way, when people say Hitler didn't know what he was doing, and you know, all these generals, he should have listened to this, he should have listened to that. What people forget is, if it wasn't for Adolf Hitler, the National Socialist Party would still be talking today in a pub in Munich to four men and a dog. Because without Adolf Hitler, who brought that party from nowhere to lead these generals, this isn't just a corporal. People, you know, forget it was just a corporal. This is a greater being. On a divine mission, which he said many times he felt he was sent by God. These generals looked on him as purely as a corporal and didn't like the idea. So there was a certain element who were against him but couldn't really do anything in the early days because of his success. In fact, they probably benefited from his success. But as soon as the war seemed to turn, then again it arose, and the scenes depicted are well known, but from the German point of view, these people were traitors and portrayed so.
Right. All right, we do have some callers lining up. Why don't we go ahead and take a call. Let's take John in Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Congratulations. It's a magnificent video production. As an eighth generation German, I was moved many times. I've been studying Hitler and the Third Reich since I read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich in ninth grade. And let me just add, the soundtrack is great as well. It's very moving.
And it's specifically aimed at people like yourself who've had this burden of fighting for evil.
People who do like to read, if I could just add this before I hang up, there are a number of very good books. The book by Kubizek, that was a friend of Hitler as a young man. All these are memoirs. Von Bülow, his Luftwaffe adjutant, has a good book. So does his photographer, Hoffman. Otto Dietrich has a good memoir. So does Putzi Hofstengel, who, of course, went to Harvard, and that's where Hitler holed up after the 23 Putsch. After he was wounded, Eric Kempa, his chauffeur has a good book, and his two secretaries, Junge and Schroeder, have good books. And I'm currently reading Donitz's memoir. So thanks again. Really appreciate it. I'm not going to take any more of your time. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, John. All right, let's take John from Michigan. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was very impressed by it also, and I was just wondering if that would be available in CD form someday?
Yeah, it wasn't originally intended, but there has been a real demand for it, and there is actually a waiting list at the moment. We are hoping to produce one. We think, obviously, the demand is there. But, yeah, certainly, and hopefully there'll be information on the channel about it as well.
And one more question, is there 19 parts to it? Because I only seen 18.
There's 19 at present. I'm working on 20 at the moment, but I've had some software problems. So I've had to switch computers, which from a Windows to a Mac. So you can imagine everything's upside down at the moment. I've got to get my head around that for the minute. But yeah, there's 19 at the moment. we're thinking there might be another two or three.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Pleasure. Thank you, John. All right. Let's talk about part 19. We are going to a break momentarily, but when we come back, I'd like you to talk about part 19. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many other, you know, the Americans bombing Tokyo. You talk about that in part 16 and how devastating that was, and the time frame, all this bombing and all these casualties, even American casualties, which we mentioned. Alrighty, we will be back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today has been Dennis Wise. He is known as Truth Will Out. He is a producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwilloutoutthree. And so talk to us a little bit about Eisenhower's camps. There's just too much to cover. I wish we had another 2 hours. Talk about Hitler's death, Eva Braun's death, their marriage.
Yeah, well, the problem I had was, again, the German point of view, which was a sympathetic point of view of Hitler committing suicide. And many people believe that he didn't commit suicide, and I left that open in the next part. But I just felt that I had to go along with that story because that is what the majority of people believe, and I do believe myself happened. So as far as the Hitler suicide, I tried again to create the atmosphere with the music and with the subtle ways of showing, when Eva Braun took the tablets, you know, the lights went out on the screen. And then when the shot was fired from Hitler's gun, the blood splattered on the photograph. And all these were bits where I had to piece together to actually create that that scene. So, and I felt that worked okay. Sorry, what was the other ones you were saying?
The hangings. I personally believe that he did kill himself. I don't see him as a kind of character that would just escape. But he chose a way to death that befitted his character.
Well, it was a soldier's death as well. So, you know, I mean, it's like the Nuremberg trials. Goebbels asked to be shot as a soldier, and they refused. They refused because they wanted to show the world in their eyes he was a common criminal. I think Hitler, with the health problems as well, had felt like this was the last stand. He was in Berlin, the capital of his empire, and that was where he was going to go down. I do believe that story, but I've got to be, you know, I can't say for sure. So I left it open in the next part, because many people do believe that he did escape, and if that's what they believe, then so be it. So, but the point was, the difficult bit was to show the sympathetic side of the situation he was in, which, you know, people who saw what Germany were doing would want to see. And I think we managed. I was quite happy anyway.
Indeed. Oh my goodness, we're running out of time. The hangings. I think that even the professional hangman that Britain finally brought in because they botched up so many of the hangings, you could tell that he was not into this, that he was sympathetic, and they were hanging women. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, I felt I had to show that scene because Some hangings did take half an hour and 20 minutes for him to die. So they brought in the top hangman from England, who was even shocked himself at the fact when he had to do, 48 in the first match that week. It was just like a conveyor belt, which, again, I don't think it's ever been portrayed in a World War II documentary before. So, again, I felt that was right to tell that story, and it upset you, and it will probably upset a lot more people.
Yes. Thank you so very much, Dennis, for being on the program today. I'd love to do this again.
Yeah, I love your show. Fantastic show. Thank you.
Thank you for doing what you've done. It's just a miraculous thing you've done. I applaud you and your efforts.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners.